All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Actually, it's not. It's an incredibly difficult sport, and you got to have some serious stamina and strength and endurance, but that part of it is just dumb. Jesus. Benji says tennis, or Wenji says tennis savages. Stevie says, look at that. What a child. He truly is. The guy's a fucking bitch. Piano Fingerbanger adds, my God, tennis players are the biggest snowflakes. What a temper tantrum by that guy. This one came across my desk last week, and I didn't feature it, but I'm going to now. It's a high school in Northern California. They're doing their beginning of the year assembly. All the students gather around. They're going to start the school year on a good foot. Let's get together and talk about the pep rally. Something goes awry. You'll see kid in white in the background with blue hat. He doesn't like teacher here. And he's doing something, and the teacher says, you got to leave. But the kid's like, no, I want to stay here. No, fuck you. And then the kid slaps the teacher.
Hey, record that shit. Really bad.
I get this shit.
Okay, so the kid doesn't like him touching him. The teacher's kind of like trying to move him along, I think. Okay, he touches him there, but the kid really pushes the teacher away. He's like a 14-year-old, maybe 15 or 16. I don't know how old he is. Now his hand's on him again. Yeah, if you're the teacher, don't touch him because you never know, you know. You know how kids are these days. This age in particular, if you touch them, they lose their minds. Now, back when we went to school, at this point in time, we already would have been knocked out cold. Oh, okay. Now that kid cracks him. All right. Now more than one teacher. You see Kenny Powers shows up, gym teacher. They're trying to get this kid out. Okay, come on. Drops the mic. Moving on. Now, watch. He's leading the kid out, and he pushes the teacher. And then there's going to be an incident. As soon as they get through these doors, you're going to barely be able to see him, but you're definitely going to be able to make it out. The kid in the white gets body slammed by this guy. Boom! Right as the door closes. I mean, he's like fourth man in the ring. The way he shows up out of nowhere. They're like, fuck you. All right. Whammo! Oh, no. And that's where it ends. My God. It says incident escalated quickly, prompting intervention from school cops. Just says kid caused a major disturbance. You see, this is how it goes. This is how it goes nowadays. Like the comments. Why did the adult touch him though? Exactly. That is a bad idea in this day and age, because if you just even just to put a soothing hand, say, now there, little guy, come on, let's go out. You know, that's the whole world is going to turn on you. That teacher who was just trying to urge him down from the stands, he's probably going to be arrested and given several years in prison for that. This guy says, excessive force and assault on the student. The student had the right to defend himself to the staffer, who should have never touched the student without the student's permission. We're getting these Americans that are growing up, you know, Gen Z and a little north of that, you know, they're all in their feelings. You can't do that. This person wrote, suplex in front of the entire student body with your pants around your knees. That will be hard to live down in juvenile hall. You have to love when a little shit gets what he has coming. Thank you. Sarah says it looks like the teacher kept touching him to me. That's okay. You should be able to do that. That first teacher should have been able to just, you know, basically get him around the fucking neck and throw him out. Joe writes, he ate floor. I hope it tasted good. Dave says, some kids really need or deserve a suplex. That kid was clearly one of them. Now, you get different schools of thought on this. Some of you might think that was too much by the school. I think it was not enough. Branjo says, quote, and here comes mankind with a chair. Stone cold, by God, king. Donut Dan says the shit won't do any time and knows it because they are juveniles. David said the kid needs to get his ass kicked. Now, it's not clear if that is the majority of how the majority of people feel about a little asshole like this. I don't know. I would need to see the whole body of work, I guess. What led to the moment in the stands? Did the teacher walk up and say to the kid, hey, your mother's a smelly whore? You know, if that's the case, then I'm going to go with the kid. You know, I want the kid to smack that teacher. But let's just say, for the sake of this discussion, that kid was just a major asshole and he deserved it. I'm happy to report that a lot of the people in this audience probably support what happened to that kid. I think we support what happened to that kid until proven otherwise, and then be willing to say, well, you're right. We were wrong in thinking that. But I'm going to guess that he was probably deserving of the treatment that he got. Donut Dan says, bad thing is that the teacher will get time off and the cop and the school will get sued and settle out of court. Probably. All right. Thank you for sending that one along. I think it was Mike. I'm not sure. Diamond David Lee Roth. This has been kind of going around for the past week or so. And it's being described as the worst performance by David Lee Roth yet. Do you remember when it wasn't that long ago when he said, I can't sing anymore, which that's acceptable. Sometimes your voice leaves you, especially with age. That's actually what concerns me from time to time, being I do to mine. Just the wear and tear of talking for several hours a day. He can't sing anymore. But he's back. And not only is the singing terrible, but I was just mortified at everything from his hair to all the accessories with the scarf and the glasses and the head-to-toe leather, and this is the full thing. This is horrible. Every bit about this, there isn't a thing acceptable about this, with the exception of maybe the backing band.
Send out my voice, Jerry.
said he looks like Larry King. He looks like Larry King or Dr. Smith from Lost in Space got married and had a baby, and it was David Lee Roth. Yeah, he looks like Larry King right there. And the drummer is fucking Frodo from the goddamn Hobbit. That. Look at this. Look at that. He always does that stupid grin. God damn it, Dave. Knock it off. And then look at his little pin. It looks like he's smuggling grapes, small grapes, his little pin dick in these stupid pants. This is fucking gross. It wasn't even close. The jump back, what's that sound? It's so bad. It's so flat and off. He's going, ah, da, da. Can't stop watching though. I would go there just to like so bad. This is a goddamn train wreck. This is what this is. You know, like if there's a bad wreck on the side of the road, everybody slows down to look at it. That's what this is. Single thing here that is not ridiculous. Wow. I think everyone in our audience could do a better job at performing that than David Lee Roth. There's a number of old rockers that are getting murdered these days. Vince Neil's another one making the rounds. Axl Rose. I haven't seen any of the Axl Rose things, but, I mean, that's hard. That's hard to try to hang on to that whole get it back to in any way, shape, or form from when you performed when you were younger. That's the equivalent of, like, an NFL player, you know, doing an amazing physical performance on the field at age 25 and then trying it again at 75. You know, everybody would laugh at that. You'd be, people like, oh, God, stop. Piano Finger Banger says, Easy, please retell the story of the time you interviewed David Lee Roth. That video or audio is floating around somewhere. We get him on the phone, and he's one of these people that has all these various catchphrases that they just say over and over again. And the interview starts, "Hey, Dave, how are you?" And he goes, "Anything with an engine. Rock and roll, Thunderbolt. It's going to be main power, nonstop Thunderbolt missile in your Cheerios. Anything with an engine. We've been to the movies." And that's what he said. And there was a pause. And I looked at Greg and Chris. And then I said, "What the hell are you talking about?" And he goes, "I don't know." Which I appreciated him saying, "I don't know," because it was outstanding. And we all got a big laugh. And then he kind of stopped doing that. Like, how about just a conversation, Dave? But at about the same time, Dave was on tour. And I believe this was the tour when it was David Lee Roth and Sammy co-headlining. So you had Van Halen with, like, they'd do a set with Dave, and then Sammy would come out and do his set. And they would decide who's going to open. One night Dave would open, the next night Sammy would open. And the thing I picked up on about Sammy Hagar is, in the handful of times we talked to him, is he seems genuine. Dave's a fucking character. Sammy seems like it's the real deal. And so we said, "Okay, what's Dave like?" And he goes, "He's just not cool." He goes, "Anything you could imagine about the person who tries to act cool, but no one believes that they're actually cool." He goes, "That's Dave. It's unbelievable how uncool David is." And he's, you know, on tour with him at the time, and he doesn't give a shit about this getting back to him, because it's, these two do not get along. Nobody gets along with David Lee Roth. And that was evidenced by when Eddie died, Wolfgang said, "Okay, I would like to go on tour. Let's do a honor Eddie Van Halen tour. My dad, Dave, would you like to participate?" "Yes, yes, Thunderbolt missile in your Cheerios, anything with an engine. We've been to the movies. I don't think we should honor Eddie, though." They're like, "What?" "Yeah, because they wanted to do a video of Eddie." And he goes, "No, I don't think you should do that. Let's not do that. I don't want to go on tour if you're going to actually honor Eddie." And they're like, "Well, fuck you, you asshole." Man Bun Chris says, "If we're on story time, I was always curious where that Bon Jovi drop came from." Hey, everybody, this is John Bon Jovi. Hey, Eric Zane, shut the fuck up. Yeah, I would like to think that he knew who I was, but I don't think he did. He was doing publicity, and he spoke to another person that worked for this radio company we worked at. And that person did me a solid and said, "Hey, will you say this?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'll say it." So he recorded that, and it was great. I loved that. "Hey, everybody, it's John," because you're supposed to say, "Hey, everybody, it's John Bon Jovi. You're listening to Power 101 with so-and-so in the morning. Hey, everybody, it's John Bon Jovi." "Hey, Eric Zane, shut the fuck up." All right. Cole says that Wolfgang's band Mammoth is pretty great. Yeah, I know. A lot of people love that band. All right. So David Lee Roth is a huge pile of shit. I think we can all agree with that. Before I say another word, thank you to King's Room Barbershop. You can find them at kingsroom.net. They're in West Michigan, three locations: Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. When you go to King's Room Barbershop, it's if you're a guy, you get your hair cut there, or a chick who likes short hair. $21 for a haircut plus tip. Please mention me when you go. Say, "Hey, I listened to Eric Zane's show. He sent me." That makes me happy. Not only does it make me happy, it confirms with the sponsors that the message is getting to them, which means that they'll continue to be a sponsor. please do that with all of my partners. Kingsroom.net. Same goes for Kuiper Tree Care and Oakland Auto Detail. King's Room Barbershop. I'm sorry, Kuiper Tree Care is at 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. You got a tree down? Reach out to Kuiper. You've need a stump ground? They can grind it for you. Tree removal and stump grinding, they do that. Tree pruning, heck yes. How about tree risk assessment? Hey, what's the matter with this tree? They've got three certified arborists who can come in and tell you what is going on with the tree, whether it's salvageable or if it's got to go. That is my good friends at Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. As always, mention me. I'm actually going to save my announcement for Oakland Auto Detail and Frank Fuss at My Policy Shop Insurance along with Adam Kasari until a little later on because I really want to get to this clip of, hang on a second here. Let me call Madison. It's about time since we had Madison on.
Hello?
Hello, I love you.
Hi, I love you.
I'm podcasting. I just want to tell you I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
I know you don't like being on the I know you don't like being on the podcast, but I'm keeping it light and friendly.
I don't mind it.
So you're all packed up and you're moving out.
Yeah, well, not all packed. We'll be back to get more stuff.
Right on. Okay.
Okay.
What are you most excited about right now?
Say that again.
What are you most excited about right now? Please say getting your dog.
Yeah, I was going to say getting the dog.
What is the dog's name?
Lyra.
Is the dog old or young?
She's a little baby. Oh, she's like two.
And that dog is at Ash's house right now.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your favorite part of Deer Tracks Junction? I already covered this with the audience.
Probably the little baby pigs and the cows.
What about the odor? What about the odor on some of the cows?
Well, that was unfortunate, but it's a given. It's a cow.
My favorite part were the llamas, the llama petting zone.
The llama pen. You would like hold them up and they'd all come running at you.
Yeah, I was surrounded by llamas.
It was the best.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you sleep at my house tonight or no?
If we can get everything set up there, like our bed frame, then we'll sleep there. But so probably we'll sleep there.
That's horrible.
Well, it has to happen at some point.
Happy 23rd birthday yesterday.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you very much.
I love you too. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
That is my youngest. I saw a video that I can't wait to share. I can't fucking find it. No, that's not it either. Aha. So the Detroit Lions receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown. Dude's just awesome. Him and his brother do a podcast. His brother's name is Equanimeous. He's not nearly as successful as his brother, but they're fun. I like those guys. Their dad used to be like in bodybuilding, like the biggest name in bodybuilding. He won the Mr. Universe a couple of times. And, a really strong work ethic. And his name is John Brown. John Brown is a guy who, like, legit, when he started having kids, like, he was like Earl Woods, Tiger's dad, in terms of like grooming them to be NFL players or top level athletes. And so three of his kids were terrific college players. Two of them make it to the NFL. John Brown has an interesting point of view about how he was able to do that. Now, some people will be like, God damn, you really put a lot of pressure on your kids, but they seem really adjusted and nice. And I guess he knew what the fuck he's doing. Who am I to judge that? All right. But John Brown says that it started well before the kids were born with his goal to get to have kids that are top level athletes. And he talks about it. And I think that John Brown saying this is not a big deal, but people, if like some white guy said what John Brown, you're about to hear John Brown say, oh no, it would not be great. Listen to what Amon-Ra and Equanimeous St. Brown's dad says about, breeding athletes.
What's the question that they ask you most about how you got three kids to go D1 and two in the NFL?
They want to know, in general, how I did it. I believe in breeding. Look at you. Good athlete. I'm black. Mom's white. Now, I don't step on it once. You can't keep stepping on it because you're going to mess it up. You're going to weaken it.
You can't keep cutting it?
Can't keep cutting it. No. No, you in Brooklyn, because Brooklyn's half. If you got a chance.
If I cut it one more time, it's over?
You can't keep cutting it. You got to be careful. You can't keep cutting it. You got to think about that. You know what I mean? No.
I like how he's dead ass.
If I'm black, I got the black gold running through my veins. Oh, I'm excited. I'm just going to find the right person to mate with. Right? And if I'm white, I'm saying, let me get one of these brothers around here. If you want to have athletes. If you don't want to have athletes, then just go ahead and just spread your seed wherever.
So why'd you cut it once? What else?
Because he could.
I knew I can cut it once.
Because he's gold.
I got that black gold in me. And mama got that big chin and big toes. I said, look, ain't nothing wrong with big toe woman.
Big chin. Who says big chin?
You got to think of this stuff. Some guys don't think of it until later. They go, like I'm standing at Pop Warner. You wouldn't know. You're on the field. And one of you guys on the field playing. And I was talking to a guy. Told him this story. He goes, you were thinking about that, John? I go, yeah, you weren't? He goes, hell no. Okay, man, he's little, the wife is little, kids are little, everybody's little.
It's over?
Little. Chicken little.
Little.
Holy fuck. Comments. Mike says, dog, that might be the realest shit from a father. Now, look, I'm not going to be the guy to say one way or another, like whether I agree or disagree. That ain't my lane. Fuck that. I just am loving how the dialogue between those guys. He goes, "You already stepped on it once. You can't be stepping on it anymore." Him just saying that, and then his son's getting a kick out of what their dad says. They're just letting them go. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code ZANE. That's secretnature.com, code ZANE. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code ZANE. That's secretnature.com, code ZANE. Secret Nature.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal. Under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Holy shit! Some of the other comments I see, he hurt some feelings with this one. John says, nah, we have a sense of humor. We ain't the sensitive ones always playing some race card. Okay. If you say so. Robert says, it's a well-known fact that black men are supremely more athletic across the board. No knock on anyone. You see, I don't know if you even want to go that far. The only person who can say something like that would be, in my opinion, who has an opportunity to throw...
What's the question?
Sorry. An opinion into the ring would be a person who is an African-American, who's a black guy or a black girl. I guess if you're a white guy, you could weigh in on this, but why? Why would you do that? I would stay in my lane. I don't have an opinion either way, but I'm willing to listen to people that do. This is called survival skills at work. There was a guy way back in the day who used to be on a show called the NFL Today, because back then in the 1970s, if you wanted to watch NFL pregame coverage, you had 1 half hour. And it was like before the game start. And one of the guys who would do that on that show was Jimmy the Greek. And he was a sports bookie. And he would, like, give you the action. Take the Colts and the points, whatever the hell. Now, this is what Jimmy the Greek said. It was actually 1988 when the Greek said this, I remember. And he ended up losing his job over this. This is what Jimmy the Greek said. This is a news story from back in the day.
The story from Jackie Jobs.
Within 24 hours of having made the inflammatory remarks, Snyder was fired.
CBS Sports today ended its relationship with Jimmy the Greek Snyder.
The popular betting man sportscaster got himself into trouble during a lunchtime interview about the significance of Martin Luther King's birthday. He said that blacks were bred to be superior athletes.
The slave owner would breed his big black to his big woman so that he could have a big black kid, see?
And Snyder said that...
Okay.
That's why blacks excel over whites in sports.
Okay. I don't know if any of that's true, but it still holds true that he get fired. Because you can't, on a Martin Luther King Jr. celebration, break down this half-baked comment that who knows what is true or right or wrong. You got to have a goddamn filter in place. And not on the day that we're supposed to be celebrating one of the most peaceful men on the planet, be dropping slave references, you stupid asshole. And you're white, so don't. If anybody's going to say that, it's going to be John Brown, you dumb fuck.
The black is a better athlete to begin with because he's been bred to be that way because of his high thighs and big thighs that goes up into his back.
Now, John Brown might say, hell yeah, he's right, motherfucker. But the fact that Jimmy's saying it is the perfect opportunity for him to get fired.
Who went on saying there's not much room left for, quote, the white guys in sports, except for a couple of coaching jobs. His dismissal seemed inevitable, given the widespread coverage and criticism.
I think his remarks fall into two categories. Category one is that they were racist.
And then the other one's got to be ignorant.
And category two, they were stupid.
There you go.
Civil rights leader and presidential candidate Jesse Jackson placed a call to Snyder today, seemed to accept his apology with qualification.
One's life work should not be marred by one error, but it's an error that must be addressed.
Even former colleague Brent Musburger found Snyder's public comments astonishing.
I don't think the network was left with any choice in the matter. I don't either.
It was the best move. Snyder's an idiot. Back to John Brown. Lost in all this is that John Brown says, I married your mother. She's a big-chinned, big-toed woman. Okay. Ladies, do you think that being referred to as a big-chinned, big-toed woman, does that make you feel special and loved and attractive? I mean, if you hear through the grapevine that your hubby or your significant other is saying, man, let's say you're hanging out with a friend. Hey, your husband told my husband that you were a big-chinned, big-toed woman. How would you respond to being called that? I'm surprised that Amon-Ra or Equanimeous didn't say, Mama's going to kick your ass. By the way, John Brown met her in Germany, I believe. And so that's her first language. And she made that the second language for Amon-Ra, well, for all their kids. There was a clip I saw of Amon-Ra saying, yeah, every day before school, she would make us learn like 10 new German words. And we couldn't get out of the car unless we learned the goddamn words. And I think that the St. Brown or the Brown family is my new favorite family in America. You need a goddamn reality show of the St. Browns. I don't know if they're known as St. Browns or Browns because John Brown is just John Brown. But Equanimeous and Amon-Ra are St. Browns. So I'm not sure what's going on there. If you're watching the video live stream of the show, Bruce is doing this really relaxed on his back. That's like a screenshot right there. That's what that needs to be. In fact, I need to take a screenshot right now so that I can save this for later and post that. Outstanding. All right. Amazing clip by John Brown. Where is this going to take me now? We've covered a lot of ground so far. The NFL is virtually back, and the final regular season weekend is in the books. And now, you know, you had in the WNBA games, the dildos were being thrown on the court. And they are now going ahead and throwing dildos onto, Man Bun Chris says, you mean the preseason? Yeah, I fucked that up. That's what I meant to say. The preseason is in the books. So now, though, what they're doing is fans are throwing green dildos onto the football field. Watch this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a dildo.
This is good. And then that guy goes out there and he grabs the dildo. I think this is in Tennessee. The guy goes running with the dildo off. He's running with the dildo. I love that they didn't cover it up. He just went and grabbed it so that he was running with the dildo. Now, if you're the guy running with the dildo, you don't want to be in that, because somebody could very easily just do what I'm doing right now and get a screen capture of you running across the field with a dildo in your hand. And now I'm going to go ahead and get a screenshot, and I'll use that on my social media when I promote this podcast. You want to cover up the dildo before you go running off the field with it. Otherwise, people are going to do what I'm doing. So we can probably expect a full season of dildos in the NFL this year. Man Bun Chris says, what's Joe Martinez's and Kyle's prediction for the Lions this year? I can get Joe on here. I don't know if he's in the chat right now. No, he's not. But Joe, not a lot of people are happy with Joe Martinez, though. I mean, I am. I'm always very happy with Joe Martinez. Vete la chingada, cabrón.
Pinche pendejo baboso, todos los babosos que piensen que los Lions van a ganar algo. Hombre, se van a la verga cada uno.
Tu madre es una puta.
Vete la chingada, cabrón. Hold on, I gotta turn it down.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, no, I was. I just got on the highway coming back from Michigan.
Okay, sorry.
I signed on.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bother you.
The Lions will do the same old bullshit. They'll, you know, make it all interesting. And, yeah, you know, Jared Goff will choke on the dildo like usual.
How many games are they going to win this year?
They'll be lucky to get 10.
Okay, so 10 wins, 7 losses. Is that going to get into the playoffs?
First round, and they'll get kicked out on the first round.
What are your thoughts about dildos being thrown on the field?
What? They deserve it.
How is Michigan football going to do this year?
You know, the Lions have been fucking the people over for 50 years, and then that dumb lady raises the prices for everybody to come just because they had two good seasons. I'm still waiting for them to break knees.
There's no way I'm going to go to a Lions game. It's too expensive.
You know what? At least when Harbaugh says he's going to break knees, he breaks knees, and he busts them nuts. You know, Moore's going to do the same thing. Hey, so what'd you think of that little hammer coming down on Michigan?
You mean the punishment?
Yeah.
It should have been worse.
There was no proof. No evidence.
Well, yeah, but everybody knows they did it.
You know, you got to have evidence, you know? Isn't that what's his name, that dumb shit in office says to? You got to have the evidence?
You talking about Trump?
Yeah, that's
Yeah, he's deporting all your people.
Well, that's fine. I don't care. This country's going to hell anyways. There's food rotting out on the fields. The houses can't get built, you know, because you got too many lazy Americans.
How many games is Michigan going to win this year?
They will win 9 games.
Will they beat Ohio State?
Oh, yeah. They're going to beat that little fucking crying Ryan and that little bitch sissy school down south of here, too.
All right.
You know.
Everybody's pulling for you. I know you had a couple. You've had a very interesting 12 months with your health. We hope that you get a clean bill of health.
Oh yeah, I got it going for a procedure. When is that? Next week, Tuesday.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
So, you know, So I'll fill you in later once I get on the.
Yeah.
You know, they think there is, but they're not 100% sure. So that's why they want to do another procedure. So
all right, good luck with your procedure. Good luck with your procedure. Don't get a boner when they put your catheter in.
Oh man, I get a boner all the time. It's not a problem. I don't know. That's the biggest issue that they have is they keep asking me the same stupid questions, and I'm like, no, I don't have a problem, dude. I said, you want me to bring it to attention? I got no problem.
Yeah, there you go. Just pound your pud right on them.
Hey, fuck that, man. You should have seen it when they were doing the first procedure, dude. I had 2 women playing with him.
Yeah, there you go, you filthy Mexican.
I was having a good old time with that shit.
All right. All right, fuck off.
Fuck off, all right.
Piano Fingerbanger says, when is ICE going to raid Joe's house? You know, I'm pretty sure that everyone in the house is legal. I don't think there's going to be an issue like that. It's silly to even suggest it. All right. Man Bun Chris says, I am sorry. I regret asking my question. Nick has the Lions at 8-9 this year. Same old Lions. Michigan is going with that freshman quarterback. Bryce Underwood. That will be very interesting. Did you hear about Cracker Barrel? Now, for those of you who don't know, the Cracker Barrel company, they did like some changes to the logo. And if someone said to me, EZ, what is on that logo? I couldn't tell you. I'm going to bring it up here. I guess it was an old guy. Yes, it was. I knew it was an old guy, and there was a chair somewhere in there. Yes, this is the old Cracker Barrel logo. And Chris says it's a barrel and a cracker. Yeah, kind of. And that's hilarious that it actually is a cracker. It's an old white guy and a barrel. So they changed it. Here's the old one. There's the new one. They got rid of the old guy and the barrel. Now, when you do that, you got to understand, 9 out of 10 people who go to Cracker Barrel are like this old guy, white and old. And I would say out of those 9 out of 10, all of them voted for Trump. So if that's who you're going after, or that's who your audience is, why in the world would you ever eliminate the white guy on the sign? I don't know why somebody thought that they should do this. They rebranded the sign and got rid of the old fucking white guy. Now, I don't know if that old fucking white guy on there is a racist. I don't know if Cracker Barrel is racist. But I know this. All the people that go to Cracker Barrel are. And if you go ahead and eliminate the white guy from the Aryan people that eat at the goddamn Cracker Barrel, you're going to fuck shit up. Well, as you would expect, the shit hit the fucking fan and everybody has stopped going to Cracker Barrel. This is probably the biggest backlash of these Hitler-loving white people that we have seen from a marketing standpoint. Remember the Bud Light thing? This makes the Bud Light thing look like a walk in the park. Already, Cracker Barrel's stock has plummeted. Patrick says, I love Cracker Barrel. Yeah, who doesn't? You know, but we're the outliers. We don't like to hang people. We don't like inequality. But everybody else who goes to Cracker Barrel does. So they take away the white guy and all the shit hits the fan. Oh my God, this is a disaster. In fact, when they announced that they were going to rebrand it, I thought the only logical step to try to get more people like the existing people that go to Cracker Barrel was they were going to have the old guy like beating up a black guy on the sign. Like that's what it was going to be. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, they're rebranding. They're trying to get more MAGA scum. So that's what they're going to do. Or maybe like have like the spokesperson be Derek Chauvin. Or maybe have the image of Chauvin like killing George Floyd. That's what they were going to shoot for. Like, oh, these animals at goddamn Cracker Barrel. But no, they went the other way. They got rid of the fucking white guy. What a disaster. My God. Here is the chick who is like the big swinging dick in charge of all of this. She's like Mrs. Cracker Barrel. Here she is trying to gloss over it. Her name's Julie Fels-Massino with Michael Strahan. Now, at this point, she's on here. She's all smiles. But they've already lost billions of dollars at this point from this. And she, like, called in a favor to Good Morning America. Can I go on and maybe put this fire out? And she did nothing of the sort. Watch this.
Ask this question. I think I probably know the answer. What if all the customers are coming at you hard enough about the look of the restaurant and they want to go back to the old way? Would you do it?
Honestly, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive that people like what we're doing. I'll give you another soundbite. I actually happened to be in Orlando last week with all of our managers. We bring them together and every other year. And the number one question that I got asked, Michael, was, how can I get a remodel? When can I get a remodel? How do I get on the list?
Oh, really?
So because the feedback and the buzz is so good.
You see, in the past, you know, like they always have shit on the walls, you know. You could go in there, and from what I was told, allegedly on the walls, they'd have images of like black people in cotton fields. And people love that. Well, they took down all that and they put up rainbow flags and Barack Obama pictures and we love Joe Biden signs. I mean, it gets worse. It gets worse. But now, and here she is making shit up.
Not only from our customers, but from our team members. They want to work in a wonderful restaurant. So We're doing everything for our guests and our team members.
Well, Julie Messina,
yes,
wonderful to have you.
Team members,
pleasure to be here. Thank you again.
Whenever there's a business that refers to guests, people who go there as guests, and the people who work there as team members, fucking head for the hills.
You know, it's wonderful to have you here.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you
for
answering
those questions for all the Cracker Barrel fans out there. It's a lot of great changes.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Awkward. Robin?
Can I get in writing that the peg game is going to stay?
The peg game is staying.
Okay.
So are the rocking chairs, fireplace, vintage decor. It's all there.
Just no crackers.
Yeah. All right.
No more white supremacists. Cracker Barrel is saying no to white supremacy. My God, what a disaster. Man Bun Chris says, easy. I just emailed you the easy rebrand. All right, well, I'm going to check that out. Yeah, that looks great. I'll include this in the show notes for you to check out. Right on. Yeah, that's excellent. Take away the white guy on it. Outstanding. Outstanding work. So Cracker Barrel stock is in the shitter. No one's going there. And people are looking for a new restaurant. So if you're thinking about getting into the restaurant biz, since all of these white supremacists are no longer going to the Cracker Barrels, they need a place to go. It would be an outstanding opportunity for some of you, whether you're of this ilk or not, to actually start a restaurant called like Whites Only or something like that. Because all these scumbag Cracker Barrel enthusiasts are looking for a new place to eat. And you might be able to really, really find your way in short order in the restaurant world if you decide to do something like this. I don't want anything to do with this. I think that's a horrible thing. But everybody knows that 51% of the country right now and 9 out of 10 Cracker Barrel restaurant goers, former goers, are Nazis and white supremacists. Branjo says, more sound easy financial advice. Start a restaurant. You know, those famously stable and lucrative endeavors. Well, look, I know that. I know that more than 50% of all restaurants fail. But think about it. There's a lot of floating audience, if you will, who are looking for a new restaurant. Just a little food for thought there. You can have that idea. All right. Be thinking about an asshole of the day today, if you have one, because we'll be getting to that shortly. Before we go, though, it's important to mention Oakland Auto Detail. They really want you to follow them on Facebook. That's one of the things that Eric and Kristen said to me. Can you get your audience to follow us on Facebook first and foremost? I sure hope so. If you're within the sound of my voice, follow Oakland Auto Detail. They put together some great videos to spotlight the work that they do at Oakland Auto Detail. Something fun that you can watch when you're laying in bed. 616-510-3470. If you want them to clean your vehicle inside and out and make it look as good as new, please mention me, Oakland Auto Detail, 616-510-3470. Ask about getting a ceramic coating put on your car and how that can improve the life of your vehicle's finish and make it look 10 times better. Frank Fuss can help you with getting your health care through the marketplace. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. Frank Fuss can help you if you are in between jobs. Perhaps your boss does not offer insurance. or you're self-employed. Getting health care in the marketplace can be a little bit of a struggle if you do this on your own. Frank will do it for you, and it doesn't cost you anything. Buyinsurancehere.com. And finally, Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice, is at 616-914-4061. If you want somebody to help you buy a home or sell yours, reach out to Adam Kasari at 616-914-4061. Asshole of the day today. We're going to have to go way back to the beginning of the show. And I'm going to make it Stunkle Rod. Stunkle Rod is the asshole of the day. Congrats to you, Stunkle Rod. Thank you so much for being part of the audience. Maureen nominates David Lee Roth. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here on the show. I appreciate you. The Patreon happens a little bit later on. Have a good one. Until next time, thank you. And